Hey, hello, and I'm back, Mr. Artel, and the filmmaker, social media specialist. I'm here today to talk to you about something which affects almost everyone, even infants, whether you're at college, school, whatever it is. I'm sure at one point in your life it's affected you, and this is called writer's block. Now, writer's block can affect different people in different ways. It affects me in a particular way because as a writer, as a screenwriter, I have a weird style. Now, you're not going to believe, you might believe this, you might not believe this, but I am much more comfortable writing when I'm laying down. I don't understand how or why, but when I lay down to write, things and ideas just come to me. And it's almost like it's like I'm made to lay down and write. When I try to sit up and create ideas, almost nothing, almost blank. And that is weird. I can't explain it. But with regards to writer's block, if you're ever stuck on something, always get up and walk around. Don't try to figure it out. Just get up, walk around, take a break, walk to the park. Just take your mind off it 100%. Do something different. Especially when you go for a walk or a run or whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I think it's something to do with your subconscious. It's almost like you've been bombarding it, trying to force it to give you something. And that's not how your subconscious works, you know. You need to just... Sometimes you might wake up in the middle of the night with a whole idea or with loads of ideas, which is something I've done in the past. And that's because you've left your subconscious to, while you're doing other things, to just render and just think and just retrieve whatever information you were looking for. So a tip for writer's block, always, if you can't think of something, stop and take a walk. Just look at things, just do something totally, totally different. Whatever you do, do not try to sit there and try to come up with something. Just do something different. Watch a movie, just do something totally different. And what's going to happen is your subconscious in the background is still playing, is still looking for what you've asked for. And it will just, whether it's the middle of the night or whatever, you will get that eureka moment. Until next time, this is Mr. Artel. And I will speak to you again soon.